Welcome to Night Moves HDQ. It's no longer HDQ. It's Night Moves HQ here in the lab on this Monday night, the 22nd of August. I am Michael here, and you're listening to some small sounds as we get situated for tonight's relaxation inspiration. I'm in the lab in the captain's chair, and we're doing some rearranging here in the studio. I want to say thank you to Jill, my sweet half, for helping me out. It's been awesome here. Take a listen to Night Watch and let me know what you think. Coming back in to welcome all the night eagles into their three perches. Night Moves is live on Blog Talk Radio. You're listening to Night Moves HDQ. It's time to get into the lab. Okay, here we go. All systems paying to go on this Monday night. It is a good start to your weekend, a beautiful night here in Northern Illinois. I hope you are doing well where you are at. And, you know, gosh, this month is like really advancing. And it's almost wanting to sneak by us here inside Night Moves HQ. So I hope you're doing well where you're at. And thank you for listening to the show on this Monday night on all of your smartphone, your LGs, your Samsungs, or if you're an Apple head and you're listening to the show on your Apple products, whether that's a Apple iPad, maybe on the laptop, the computer, and I won't forget if you're using your tablet. So whatever you are using and wherever you are listening to this show from on this Monday night, the 22nd of August, I'm Michael, your Chief Mood Officer in the lab, making some adjustments, some arrangements, and my better half has been working her butt off today. We have been working crazy, you know, first day of school for every public school, private school child in America, and we thought we would just rearrange the house today. I had plans, had videos to upload, had some Q&As I needed to had scheduled and had to move those back to tomorrow. So, but we're here, and you're here, and it's an awesome, awesome night, awesome mid-morning to all of you from over the Atlantic. I want to say hello to all the Night Eagles, especially all our female Night Eagles. Haven't forgot about you at all. As we are here in the middle of the month, and it's almost winding down, a little over 2.5 weeks and three months and 1 week before we take this journey. And so I hope you're excited about what's happening at 126 of Genesis. And I was on the server today, I should say this evening, and just making some tweaks to it and learning how to utilize our new server that we're getting ready for you to come join us 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. The server is on Discord. There's that major piece. And you can go to Discord, upload the app, create an account. And we're using Discord for a number of reasons, because we are actually creating a virtual reality game. And that's there. On top of that, we're still working on NFTs and learning that process that we talked about. We want to give you an opportunity to purchase some collections and badges and tokens there on the Discord. All you got to do is search Night Moods, hashtag 911-9811. I'm like all over the place, so you have to forgive me. I'm excited. There's so much work in front of me and the rearranging of and some of our YouTube backstories that we're going to be presenting this week. YouTube backstories are going to be on the YouTube channel. You make sure that you connect with us. If you want to get to know me, get to know the station, get to know the company, Night Moods HQ, we're going to be having fun with that on the YouTube channel. So you can always connect with us, one of a million myriads of ways here. Not a million, but there's a myriad of ways you can contact us simply by going to any one of our social media platforms, whether it's YouTube, LinkedIn, Twitter, our Facebook group, which we need to wake up and buzz them into activation, our Facebook fan page, or our Instagram. Just type in Night Moods HQ, and it'll take you right there. And you also might be connected to our podcast. And so you can connect with us. You can follow what we're doing. Also, like the work, listen to the work, like the work, let us know how the work is impacting you. And this ministry mission, this radio ministry, this is the flagship show that's going to air 4 hours a night starting the Friday night on the 11th of November. 4 hour show with you, music, relaxation, some teaching, some inspiration, and just some wisdom I'm going to be sharing on the radio channel, the station, 126, the Genesis is coming to you. And so here I am Monday through Fridays at 10 o'clock for 2 hours. And this month of August, I'm here 7 nights a week to help you get engaged with our project. And the project is launching the radio station 11/11/2022. And right now, Night Eagles from anywhere around this world, you can go do that simply on a safe server. go to givesendgo.com/nightmoodslaunch. And that's ready for you to simply give and be a part and freely be a part of the work that we are launching with this broadcast media company known as Night Moods HQ. The radio station is the first phase. We have VR gaming coming to you, and on top of that, broadcast television. And so we're working the assignment that God has given us, and we want you to be an active participant to help build the structure, worship music, spoken music, praise music, gospel music, hip-hop music, contemporary Christian music, and jazz music come to you via 126 of Genesis, and you can be a supportive to that as we are launching deep into countdown starting September 1st. We're going to be having a countdown timer. But this month, we have goals to meet so that we can connect with our contractual agreements for the radio station, a two-year commitment, $17,000 is needed for this month, and you can be a part of that by going simply to givesendgo.com/nightmoodslaunch. And while I'm speaking to you, go ahead and do that right now. And you can actually share that, and it's also on all of our social media platforms, and that includes a future website for the radio station, the parent company. And there's a lot on the website that we're bringing you into the know, even including that Night Moods Plus. That's the newsletter that we're going to be letting you in on entertainment, in the gospel entertainment, in the Christian community, religious community, and especially paramount to all that is entertainment in the kingdom ministry. And so if you are an artist, we want you to connect with us. If you're an artist from all across this world, we want to know who you are so that we can feature you on the radio station. And if you are a minister listening to the program, a life coach, or a financial guru that wants to share your expert knowledge on a very new platform, a radio station that is already in 17 nations, and we're going to make sure that through the radio station, first phase one, that we are going to lead, and this is not a new word, but we're going to be leading on the sphere of influences in family, faith, education, and media, that includes radio, television, and internet, arts and entertainment, that's culture, and that includes our gaming, VR, IR system, and a future card game that we're working on transitioning into digital. And so you can be a part of that by becoming an Eagle Investor. And we hope you do. So you have all week to do that. We want to begin counting down, knocking the levels, heading to our $17,000 goal. And that's our two-year commitment with our partners, Radio.co, which is where we're going to be launching the radio station from. And I was watching a couple of videos on community radio versus commercial radio, and there's a lot that I'm learning. And there's this mission of expanding Father's kingdom through this vessel, 126, the Genesis. And we're going to be impacting lives on a whole kingdom level. And we're going to be strategic to develop quality families through music, through teachings and ministry, and just a little bit of dropping of water mixed with a little bit of oil, a little bit of food nourishment for all of our brothers and sisters from around this one world that everyone shares. So you go ahead and do that right now. Let's go into givesendgo.com/nightmoodslaunch and give to a great opportunity, a new ministry tool launching 11-11-2022, that is called 126 of Genesis, and help fuel the rocket ship A lot of things happening with Night Moods HQ, and we want you to be a part of that. Couple things I want to share with you real quickly here before we get into a small break. You know, we have some relaxation and some invites to all the Night Eagles, especially all of you new Night Eagles listening to the show. That's a special message for you coming up here. But first, we have an event happening, a 7-week event that's going on the 4th of September all the way to October 16th. Every Sunday night at 6:30 is a 70-minute master's class. Now, the registration has dropped 70%. So you can actually register per session on a Sunday night, $60, or you can pay in advance. Registration is $418 all this week. Now, this is a 70% discount all up until this coming Thursday night at 11:59 p.m. You can do that by registering nightmoodshdq@gmail.com. The masterclass is going to cover some awesome stuff, and I want you to listen to what we're going to be covering. And I'm going to be teaching a masterclass. It's really kind of cool. We have our sponsors that have jumped on board, Global Mission Quest, 1B1 Global Outreach, and the parent company, Night Moods HQ. Now, this is about identity, leveling up in your vision, helping you get into your startup, helping you greater becoming a person of influence. I'm looking for what I thought I had, and what I thought I had, I don't have with me, but let me go over here. Got to hurry up against some time here because we got some work to do. Where's that? Well, I'm talking about that. Surely can't find it, but doggone it, I'm going to talk about it after the relaxation hour. So that is coming up. It's the Leadership and Influencers Master Class Impact Sessions happening September 4th through October 16th. It is a private group already put up on our Facebook. So I want to make sure I bring this to you because I want to make sure I give you the information. So excuse me for not having it at my fingertips, which I thought we could get this done tonight. Well, I can do it on the other side. Always have a plan. Make sure the plan gets put into effect. And if it's not put into effect, you look like a nut job. Okay, there is our group. If you go to our Facebook fan page, this is, thank you so much, totally awesome, Influence and Intentional Masterclass. This is coming to you September the 4th through October the 16th. That gave me time to let you know the secret place is at 100%. And we're going to be going into the secret place in just a little bit here, but let me finish this off here because this is a private group. You're going to get when you register for the I2 Masterclass, you're going to be entered into the Facebook private group where the streaming connections for each of the Sunday night courses. And this is for anyone at any place to be a part of this I2 Masterclass. Now, you're going to get a whole bunch of wisdom to drive forth knowledge and starting up education, a lot of faith. We're going to be processing you to the next level of who you want to become. And that's going to be happening inside our private Facebook group. You're going to get a StreamYard link for each of the sessions. Excuse me. Each session is 70 minutes. At 69 minutes, we close down the session. And then you have homework for the next 6 weeks. So during the 7 weeks, we're increasing you in wisdom. We're increasing you in your identification to whom God has called you to be. Now, I forgot to mention this. I mentioned this over the weekend, that if you register in the next 48 hours, you'll get a 30-minute one-on-one with me. And that's an intentional soul invitation to unlock areas in your life to get you prepped for the masterclass. So if you register within the 48 hours from now until Wednesday night, what I'm going to throw in is a 30-minute one-on-one, a free session with me to help you get things prepared for the masterclass. So remember, September the 4th through October the 16th, 7 weeks. This happens on every Sunday night at 6:30, 70 minutes, and it'll be the best 70 minutes of your life. So you can register by our Facebook page. You get the link, or you can contact us at the office, 779-207-2087, and you can register that way. The Venmo QR code is up on the Facebook pages, the Instagram pages, and the LinkedIn page, and our Twitter page, by the way, where you can register right then and there for the class. So these 7 week sessions are going to help you rise up and shine out, and you won't waste any of your time during these 7 week sessions. And they're intensive sessions, by the way. So go ahead and do that. And let's get ready to handle some relaxation on this hour. And then we're going to get into some inspiration and impact empowerment for you, impacting you within some empowerment and inspiration. But first, we have some work to do with some stress relief, stress management. And now I can finally say real quickly, because we, in about 5 minutes, we're going to go to a quick break, come back, get into relaxation. So if you're living in the desert in this month, and if you're in the sea of life, no matter if it's nighttime, daytime, but you're out there by yourself, a tumbleweed out there in the desert, you're listening to the atmosphere that is ministering to you right now. And it's calling you into the oasis. The night moves is known as the oasis. And inside the oasis, we're going to be stepping into the secret place. And if you're out there in the sea of darkness, the sea of daylight, come on into the lighthouse. We have a lot of space. The VIP seats, those three perches, are ready for your position, for you to take a seat. Now, those perches I'm going to talk about after I welcome all of our young, brand new listeners that I call you, the Eaglets. And you're listening via Blog Talk Radio, and or you have been invited into the program. I want to say thank you so much for being here. Pay some time with us. Pay some time. Spend some time with us. Just participate. Listen to what's going on here. This is a faith-based kingdom program that helps all the night eagles get some relief and separation from stresses and burdens that are connected into their situations, circumstances, and crisis. And this is your crossroad moment. You're here because the Holy Spirit is preparing your heart. And at the same time he's preparing your heart, he's convincing, persuading, and convicting your mind. And you may be still here in that state of conviction, like there's something happening to you because you're at the crossroads of life. And you have to make a change. And you sense that there's this force, this power, this energy that's pervading you, and you're still here. And what you have been doing is what you have been doing, and maybe that hasn't paid off for you. Maybe it's caused you to question everything in life. But see, as the Holy Spirit is massaging your heart and preparing for his installation, and you're at this crossroads, and you don't know what to do, but you're still here, but you don't know what to do, you don't know what to think, but you're still here, you want to leave because you promised your friend you listened to the program and it's not what you thought it was, because the guy keeps talking and rambling and you're still here. And this is the moment that you're still here because the Holy Spirit is bringing you to the crossroads, and this crossroads is a billboard sign. On that billboard sign, as you are flying into the lab here with yours truly, the billboard sign reads this way: repent, because the kingdom of heaven is at hand. And so that billboard sign is like blazing light at you, but it's not blinding you, and it's maybe attracting you to the message. And the message is because the Holy Spirit is on assignment to bring you into Father's kingdom. So during this program, stay with us. Stare at the billboard all you want. Listen to the atmosphere. Get connected with everything that's going on here. And I can promise you one thing here. When you choose to surrender, submit, ask for forgiveness, turn from the errors of your ways, change your position, change your countenance unto Jesus, and he redeems you. And in this moment of redemption, when you are saved in this moment, this kingdom transaction occurs, you become born again. That if you maintain to the faith and learning to study, read, and meditate in the Bible, and cooperate with who is in your heart, which is the Holy Spirit, when you come to that crossroad, you apologize, you ask for forgiveness, and you believe. When you believe, that opens your heart to the next phase of your life as a new creation. So bear with me. Stay connected, and may the Holy Spirit peel your head smooth back and open your mind to something supernaturally awesome. And I'm telling you, I've been to the crossroads. Many of the Night Eagles coming into the Purchase have been to the crossroads, so you're not the only one. It is not strange. I call this your kingdom arrestment. And that means that you are being arrested by the kingdom, and you can't run because you've been running. And now, for such a time as this, you're getting ready to be transferred into Father's kingdom, which is an awesome choice, one of the top three choices you'll make in your lifetime. Up there is children and marriage. But this right here has nothing to do with religion, has everything to do with a relationship and identifying yourself to our Heavenly Father through Jesus Christ. So welcome into the show. Night Eagles from around this world, I would love to name you, but I want to keep the show moving on here because I'm up against some time here. If you are listening to from any one of the wonderful places, you can choose to email the show and let me know where you're listening from. Definitely love to give you a shout out. If you have a birthday, we'd love to give you a happy birthday shout out. And these three perches are ready for your placement. Now, Eagles have perches and inside Night Moods, all of our Night Eagles have three spots right where you are at to come sit in. So the first perch is open. The Utopian perch is ready for your position. And the Utopian perch stands for those Night Eagles who are dreaming about their dreams, looking up at the stars, evaluating their life, checking to see how close they are getting to their dreams. That's that perch. Make yourself comfortable. This is an intentional month. This is new beginnings. This month is the first step of your creation and creating your manifestation to your dream. As we step into the month of fall here in North America, the second perch, now this is an important perch. I hope Pastor Chris and Minister Lay is listening. Intercessors, this perch is for you. This is known as the arbitrator perch. Now, the arbitrator perch is the intercessor perch. These are the perch for the prayer warriors. And we need some strategic prayer warriors to join Night Moods Eagle Army. And we have the private channel on the Discord server. And we're going to be uploading, depositing a whole bunch of strategic prayers needed for the parent company, the radio station, the television company, the video game, and intimate requests for some of our Night Eagles. So if you're one who's been called, given that talent, the authority to intercede as a spiritual covering, one who can stand in the bridge and petition and know how to petition and worship and praise and thanksgiving, and we need you to be a part of the Night Eagle Warriors. This second perch was the arbitrator's perch. make sure you connect with us, nightmoodshdq@gmail.com, and we'll get you into position and connected to our Discord server so that you can get in the know of whatever is happening and what's happening against the radio station and the parent company here. So that's that perch for our prayer warriors. We have the next perch is our petition perch. If you're a night eagle, who is your sole desire is to draw in revelation, relationship, knowledge, information, relationship, I mentioned relationship, this is that perch, because you're petitioning your father for intimate things. But see, three of these perches have everything to do with life. And so those three perches are open. The lab has plenty of room. We are connected by faith, all of us, sharing this one world at one time. So let's get after it, everyone. I hope you're ready. I forgot to mention this, by the way. If you're driving, listening to the show, thank you for being here. Thank you for joining us as you're driving. Make sure you stay focused, hands on 10 and 2, 9 and 3. Just keep two hands on the steering column and continue on to your destination. And if you're working, you're multitasking, thank you so much for your efforts. And if there's anything that I say, and this is to all the night eagles, if there's something that I say to you, whether it's on relaxation or the inspiration side, second half of the show, I want you to hold on to that one thing. That is for you. That is ordained, sanctified, and verified by the Holy Spirit. And that's the seed that you need to bury deep into your soul to work on that seed, to water that seed, and Father brings the increase, okay? Now, we have a destiny. Here inside Night Moves, that destination is known as the secret place. It is the most safest space on radio. And I'm going to give you just a little over 2 minutes to get yourself ready. You can call in real quick. 563-999-3685 is the studio line. 3.5 minutes before we step into the secret place. I want to make sure that you are ready for an experience, an engagement, and an encounter of a lifetime. We do this Monday through Friday nights here. The next destination is a secret place, stress relief, stress management, stress separation, for you to get something spiritually tangible. And guess what? Father does heart surgery in the secret place, and Jesus does brain surgery. Make yourself ready. This is Night Moods on Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Two God's Eyes. I'm Jill. I'm so excited. This is my first podcast. My show will be geared toward helping women become free, and I won't forget about the boys. Together, we will break the shackles and chains of abusive relationships, depression, and trauma that many are experiencing. You can't undo the past, but stop living it over and over and start declaring what God says about you. I will demonstrate the keys of salvation by relating testimonials of trials while encouraging and equipping you, backed by scripture, of course, with the tools of freedom. Join me for my weekly show right here on your favorite platform.
So that's my wife's new podcast, Through God's Eyes, and she just dropped Life After Depression. If you are going through some trauma, it's Life After Depression, if you're going through some trauma and some chaos has been your burden along with crisis, you want to check out that show, especially if you are a female knight, you're going to want you to connect with that. It's Through God's Eyes. Make sure you check that out. On your leisure, check it out on Spotify. You can also, hopefully she'll be on iHeart. Not really sure when she'll be on there, but right now you can check her on Spotify and support Through God's Eyes, part of the family of podcasts here at Night Moods HQ. And so, are you guys ready? We got the entrance to step into the secret place. We got the invitation. We got to handle some business here. The perches are all open, getting filled. Night Eagles are coming in. This is the beginning of the special oasis, the lighthouse known as Night Moods. Inside this lab, you are connected. Driving. Relaxing the body here inside of the secret. Now, if you have anything connected to the body, if any type of illness, sickness, medical diagnosis, or a scar or wound to the body, because you're going through enduring crisis and you're enduring chaos, because when you're in crisis, crisis calls it sibling chaos, and crisis and chaos wreak havoc in the atmosphere. So calming the body is slowing everything down here. The symptoms that are attached to the body in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Take a deep breath and relax your body. Switching over to the mind, going to handle your emotions, the logic, and your abilities. One way to practice surrendering the mind is just saying the name of Jesus, repeating his name over and over. Repeating his name here inside the secret place, your cadence will come out hard, strong, fast. You may want to scream his name out, cry his name out, just say his name. It's amazing what happens on live radio. Speaking his name, now you'll notice when the cadence begins to slow down, that is that your mind is coming into surrender. In 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, take a deep breath and let's relax the mind. As the first breath slowing down, the mind, the emotions, your abilities, your logic. Now, if you have been through any type of abuse, if you are a victim of any form of abuse, now, whatever that abuse is, we're going to just surrender the symptoms right now. So go ahead and repeat the name of Jesus. Repeat his name. And if you're dealing with any type of stress that is distressing the body and the brain cells, maybe depression because of the distress. It's hitting, it's compromising your emotions, it's compromising your abilities, it's compromising your logic. Well, just calm me that down here inside the secret. Are you ready? In 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Take a deep breath. Let's relax our minds. Surrendering the mind is what we just finished here in the secret place. I want to transition over to the wall right behind you is the trading wall, the apex wall. Some craziness is going on here on the radio show tonight. I really hope that you can hear me. Send me an email over at nightmoodshdq@gmail.com. We're going to be dealing with the trading wall. That's Matthew chapter 11, verses 28 and 29 here. Now, this is where the rubber hits the road, where the intentionality in the secret place goes down, because we have some soul closets to enter into. And we look at what just happened, the strategies of the kingdom. We submitted the body. We surrendered the mind here. And now we've got to deal with the soul closet. Because now everything has been drawn down to relaxation. And so what is exposed is the stress. What is exposed is the burdens that is going on. And we want to be able to help you. Okay. Because the kingdom is about trading. When you become saved and born again, you are trading. You're trading your dead life for a renewed life. And so from that moment on, you are trading your life every day of the week, dying to self. And this trade is phenomenal when you understand it. Matthew 11, 28, verse 29, this is for you. Jesus says, come to me, all of you who are overworked and are heavy burdened, and I will give you rest. Now, I forgot to mention, I want you to get yourself repositioned, put your hands in front of you like you're holding a gift, a basket, a present, because you're going to speak all of your stresses into your hands. Now, Jesus gave you an instruction and a command. You a promise. He said, come to me, all of you who are overworked and are burdened. Now, we just submitted your body. We surrendered your mind. You brought you into the presence of our Heavenly Father who is doing heart surgery. Jesus is doing mind surgery. And he said, I'll give you rest when you bring me your burdens. So speak all of your stress into your hands. Empty out your soul closet that's carrying all of the stress and burdens right now into your hands. Doesn't matter how, but get it into your hands. Yes, it sounds crazy, but when you speak into your hands all of the stress, Jesus is going to ask you to trade that place into your hands, into him. And he says, I want the burdens. He wants the fortizo, what has been bearing weight on the body, causing stress to the heart, making your heart distressed. And he said in John 14:1, do not let be distressed, because the heart holds the Holy Spirit. So if the burden is distressing your heart, he wants the burden. Go into that soul closet, pull out what you have been micromanaging, you've been nurturing, you've been hiding because you didn't want others to know about the burden, because you didn't want to burden them. He wants that burden. And he says to you about the trade that we're going to do. Take my yoke you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. So what he is saying is what's in your hands, the stress, and he wants you to trade with him, but take what's upon his shoulders. And what is upon his shoulders, Father placed the entire government of the kingdom of heaven on Jesus' shoulders, and the dominion of how to walk with the government into the earth realm. Now you can do the same thing because Jesus gave you an advantage. It's the Holy Spirit. And so you are going to take the government when you trade your burden, receive the government of the kingdom of heaven, hold it, place it on your shoulders. And Jesus says, learn from me. Because when you learn from me how to utilize Father's government from heaven into the earth realm, you're going to get through your stress in your situations, your circumstances, and your crisis. How about that? In 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, take a deep breath, trade with Jesus all your stress and burdens. Kingdom strategies on point here inside the secret place with all the hindrances, the temptations of the enemy to hinder tonight's assignment, to help you get some relaxation. We're still here in the secret place. People calling in to the radio show, had Jill call in as well. Can't answer the phone there because we want to make sure we get through the secret place, but that means you're listening to the show, which is really kind of cool. You can hear the show. Thank you, Jesus. Here in the secret place, we had just surrendered the mind, submitted the body. That made you into the vulnerable place of what? Your secret place, which is your soul closet. We traded that, and if you traded with Jesus, you receive something tangible that's going to help you manage, deal, and navigate through that situation, that circumstance, and that crisis, and open. And this is my true hope. That reward that's on the first wall, Matthew chapter 6 and verse 6, is also the foundation. Heavenly Father releases that reward to you and people of influence in your pathway. And they have the talents and the gifts and the gold keys to empower you, encourage you, and build you up, and perhaps open some doors and windows as you come through the situation, circumstance, and crisis toward your destiny. And that reward is being utilized in this moment, released to you. And if it's not being released in this moment, in the moments to come, and I like to say this, and if it's not being released to you in the moments to come, maybe in the moments hereafter, and all I need you to do is stand in the faith that Father has given you at the impact of your salvation and born-again experience. Stand in that faith. Stand in it, live in it, work it, with fear and trembling, and because you're putting in the work here, may Father release the reward to you. And that brings us to the critical breath here, the breath of restoration. And here the breath of restoration is for you to be restored mentally, physically, naturally, and your soul being at rest, because Jesus said he would rest your soul. You traded, and so everything in you is like this limp, new. Restoration comes to you right now here in the secret place in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Night Eagles, take a deep breath and receive restoration. Making it all the way through the secret place, including the hindrances from the enemy himself, wanting to throw the show offline again. But we are steadfast to maintain. We're back live with you. Hopefully you are still here with us in the secret place, in your perch, in your VIP seat. This is the last breathing exercise for tonight, because we have some inspiration and empowerment to get into. Going to help you out with that. But first, we have to bring you into the last breath, breathing in the breath of life, the Ruach HaKodesh. And to receive unconditional love and agape love, you have to know that and believe and accept and possess these truths. The truth is the first attribute that you are important to your Heavenly Father to carry his Holy Spirit. You are worthy to your Heavenly Father because Jesus made you worthy to carry Father's Holy Spirit. And you are valuable to your Heavenly Father through Jesus because he paid the penalty. He paid your ransom. And now you're the most value in all of earth under the canopy of heaven. You are important, you are worthy, and you are valuable to your Heavenly Father. And this enables all of us to receive agape, unconditional love the highest level, high form of love known throughout all of creation in both kingdoms. This is the same love that Father loves our brother, Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus Christ, our Messiah. And this love he wants to pour upon you and pour in you and pour through you for the purpose so you can learn how to reciprocate this love in this moment. And as you learn how to reciprocate this love verbally, physically, spiritually, make sure you tend to the task. He's completing the heart surgery. Jesus is completing the brain surgery. Joy is being refilled. And this love is like headlights in your pathway. That's why we talk about the pathway. And love lights up the pathway. The kingdom of light is the kingdom of love. And people will be attracted to you because you are the vessel carrying Father's love. And every day you practice reciprocating love back to your Father, you get deeper in the intimacy of this love with Heavenly Father. Define the word intimacy and you'll understand that I'm not talking about anything crazy. I am talking about a special relationship being built out of a bond that you carry. And some will not be attracted to their Father. They despise who he is because they don't understand who he is. And their father is a father of lies, the father known as Lucifer. But rest assured that take solace in this assuredness that Father takes pleasure in everyone that comes to him through you. That's why you're the vessel carrying his love. And you can receive his love. Take it in this deep breath in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Night Eagles, this is the last breath. Take a deep breath. Receive agape love from our Heavenly Father. What a night this has been here in the lab, in the secret place. If you could just be a fly on the wall here and all of the technical issues happening on four monitors at the same time, and then the microphone decided they wanted to drop. Can't drop the microphone. The thing is expensive. We just completed the activity of your growth faithfully and your maturation of your faith in real time, practically, here in the secret place. Completed 5 breathing exercises, breathing in the breath of life, submitting the body, surrendering the mind. You traded your burdens. Your soul was put at rest. Some of you felt elevation. Angels came to minister to many of you in your atmosphere and in your environment. And then we took breath for restoration to everything we submitted, everything we surrendered, and the soul that Jesus rested, we got restored. Just completed breathing in the breath of life. And I pray that it impacted you in such a way that you are being fundamentally changed for the better. And see, Night Eagles and our new eaglets, this is what the show is about. Every night, we give you an opportunity to get recharged, restored, heart surgery and brain surgery in real time here inside the place. And I'm going to meet you over at the bridge on the second half of the show. Guess what? We got a little bit of time tonight. Yay. Call in. Let me know how the impact of the show has been for you. Let me know if you've even heard the show. We had some callers calling in, so I apologize for not getting to you, but we wanted to make sure that I focus here at the secret place. I'm going to be over at the bridge on the second half of the show. You got some time to stretch, got some time to connect with Father on a more intimate way, worship him, soak in the moment, let it percolate, let the spirit percolate, let the completion of heart surgery and brain surgery continue. This is Moods here on Blog Talk Radio. Thank you. I'm glad for you to be here with me on this Monday night. Going to meet you at the bridge, as I always do, to complete the second half of the show tonight, minus any more hindrances. See you on the other side, everybody.
How can one person change the lives of orphans and widows? 1B1 Global Outreach is the answer. We dig wells, build compassion houses, and provide basic needs globally, bringing communities to a new standard of living now full of exciting promise. Check us out at newmillenniumfaithchurch.org/1B1Global Outreach or give sendgo/GC97. Remember, compassion creates change.
Hey, I'm Michael, your CMO. I welcome you to Experience Night Moods. This show is for anyone wanting to receive relaxation and inspiration. I call it the lab, the headquarters, where life gets creative and I get to mix it up so you can fit in. Inside the lab, I get to empower and equip you in your mood and faith. You'll also get interviews from time to time. So enjoy the fellowship, communication, and community as I teach you on all matters of the kingdom. They even told me to get into the deeper stuff. So get ready to discover things about yourself. And yes, I found a way to allow some of my friends in to help me mix it up so you get to engage, encounter, experience, and execute living your life in God's kingdom privileges. This is not going to be your ordinary radio show. It's time for the church to mature. You are listening to Night Moods on Blog Talk Radio. It's time to get into the lab. Welcome into Blog Talk Radio, right? No, let's not say that. That's not. It's been messed up on top of messed up. Hey, I'm Michael, your Chief Mood Officer. This is Night Moods on the Blog Talk Radio. That's giving us some endurance. Hopefully you can hear us. We're back live in the show. I'm at the bridge. New atmosphere. This is kind of nice, guys. Hope that you're enjoying Night Moods, by the way. And we got some work to do. Now, I'm going to utilize this, the remainder of the show real quickly to remind you that we are building a radio station. Yes, I said it. The enemy doesn't like it. We've been getting jacked up all on the systems all night tonight here in the studio. But you know what? I don't care. Because we got an assignment. And the mission field is right before us. And every time we come into the studio and I look at the global map and our demographics, and right now it's stabilizing with our listeners in 17 nations. And see, that's the mission field. People are coming, listening to the show who need to be relaxed and get some inspiration. So we decided, because we didn't like the trajectory of gospel radio stations and Christian radio stations, and we just felt that it didn't represent Father's kingdom, because Father's kingdom is made up of multi-ethnic, economic backgrounds from different levels and different languages and cultures. And as we are saved and born again, and what are the avenues for kingdom broadcast that's integrated and not just playing a select genre of music? So we decided, doggone it, he said, return back to the revelation of radio and you would pioneer a new work. That's what she said 11 years ago. And so last year in the summertime, the Holy Spirit said to me, return back to the revelation. And I knew right then, because I was actually on a video call, and that wasn't a prophetic video call. It was a call of leadership. And they were talking about identity and walking out the words of God in real time. And that's when I heard, get back to the revelation. And I knew he wasn't talking about the covenant that Jill and I carry. He was talking about this pioneering a new work. And I thought, well, maybe it was the church, or maybe it was our kingdom theological school, the university, Global Mission Quest. And I'm like, no. I knew exactly he meant Night Moods that we started in Chicago in 2010. Actually, and then we relaunched the show, because it took me about 3 months to get my act together, because I wanted to be sure it wasn't supposed to be like Chicago, because we're here in northern Illinois, and I'm in the middle of Illinois by Wisconsin, by 6 miles away. And I got direction navigation by the Holy Spirit, and he kind of plotted the course of what the show would be about, and it would be a show of relaxation and inspiration and empowerment. And so we started this journey last year in November. And this journey expanded and multiplied from 30 minutes for the first couple months till we got to Christmas. And I'm like, Jill, my wife, what about 60 minutes for the show? And she was like, I don't know. That's a little too much. And we started looking at the demographics and who was listening, and people were calling in, and it was kind of fun. And then we realized he was expanding the field. And so we changed the show a little bit, and we were still doing relaxation. And then we went from 60 minutes to 90 minutes. And that was January of 22, all the way up to April. And they added the podcast of Night Moods, the family, Night Moods HQ. And we were known Night Moods HDQ. That was the headquarters, right? And so we made some changes when April and came and May came in, and it was the radio station. And, you know, we support radio stations. I tell you, Jill and I, we support radio stations for the kingdom. And we took the exercise, you know, with our brothers over at Air One Radio and Caleb. And I even did voiceovers for WYLL and AM 1130 in Schaumburg, right? So we support, but there was something missing. It was like this deal of we're only playing a segment of artists from Nashville here, and you couldn't get artists that were in gospel, and you couldn't get artists that were in soaking inspirational music and worship music because it wasn't a moneymaker. But I'm like, these people bring in the presence of God. And May came, and we made the big announcement at the end of May that we were going to launch a radio station. And so Jill and I were talking about this, and we mulled it over. She's been in prayer about it. I've been in prayer about it. Our small elders, we were in prayer about it. And it was confirmation after affirmation. The launch, and we said we're going to do the big announcement. We made the big announcement, and here we are in August, and it's 1/26 of Genesis coming. And so I'm telling my little story here. I mean, this little small testimony of inspiration, because when God gives you something to do, it's never going to be as easy as it looks or appears or sounds like, because the level of work, the level of the assignment. And I normally don't talk, but I've noticed with this assignment, with the magnitude of who it can connect through, music, and music is like, it was medicine in the world when I would listen to, you know, R&B and not much hip hop, because I didn't really like all that, but I would work out and listen to rap music because it, you know, it pumped me up. It took me to another level to crush weight and pound on weight, you know, and play football. I needed something to give me, I'm that level with all these big dudes. But music for me has always been medicine to help me in my thoughts, to help me in my emotions, in relationships. And so Jill and I, you know, we go back and forth. Like when we're traveling, it's like, man, when we're in rural areas, like where is music of inspiration and worship, praise? No, that's not worship and praise. That's called contemporary Christian music. And they won't play gospel music because they only play music from Nashville artists, right? And then gospel music only play music that's not played from Nashville artists. So it's kind of like this dichotomy of separation and segregation that is rampant in the Christian church still. And you do see aspects of the Christian church that is changing, because diversity says change, right? Because Father is multicultural. Father is multi-diversified. Diversity is with him. So like he is like the dynamic, and not every side of Father is the same, and so it is with the children of God. And so this radio station will be an accumulation of ethnicity represented on the radio station. And so we're impacting through music because that's a doorway. And I've traveled, Jill has traveled, and when I used to travel over across the country, you know, music is like the handshake, the universal handshake. And it is accepting in many ethnic groups, nationalities, cultures, nations, right? And so what we've learned, that the assignments that God gives you, when he gives you assignments, and the higher the assignments, the more intense the assignments, the more intense that the problems come with those assignments, the challenges. And yeah, there are times where you want to give up. There are times where you kind of want to like, okay, I am like over this already. Can we get to where we need to go so that the achievements can be seen, the value can be determined, confirmation, affirmation can be the finish line, right? And so what I'm seeing is a little inspiration on tonight, because many of you have divine assignments to do big things. And those big things are normal things in life. But when God calls them, they're big things. So it doesn't matter what the world sees and persecutes, and the enemy looks at it like this is a big deal. So when God gives you big assignments, I guess I'm leading all the rest of this. When God gives you big assignments, it wakes up the world kingdom, and they'll push against, and they'll do everything to block the pathway, and they'll make sure that they can maybe manipulate what the path looks like so that you may want to give up. But you know what? Don't give up. Take a deep breath. Take a pause. Get off the pathway and lick the wounds, but stand up. Realize that though he's placed you in an assignment, and the assignment to you is like this crazy big project that I don't know if I can do this. Because I've had this past 7 days. Like, Lord, I don't know if I can do this anymore. When I'm on my bike riding at nighttime, and I did 12 miles this morning, and got off the bike at 4:30 this morning, got back about 4:45 in the morning, I was sitting like, Lord, this project, there is not a team that I can see that brings us to the finish line, in all truth. I've had meetings in February regarding this assignment. And he's a senior vice president at the NBC affiliate in Chicago. He said, Michael, put a team with you and we will throw money at you. And I got really excited. I came running upstairs. We were having a small leadership team meeting. And I'm like, look, I just got a phone with so-and-so, and this is kind of cool. I showed everybody the phone. Like, this is nuts. Because he only gave me 15 minutes of his time. But that 15 minutes went into 45 minutes. And at 47 minutes, he was done. He's saying, I've given you all I can give you. Just get your stuff together and then call me when you're ready. And so I was on the bike last week, making this real quick, because this is empowering, the inspiration. And the inspiration is this. Sometimes when the projects are sizable, insurmountable, and they're insurmountable because you're like, how can this ever be done? And it's just me. But God put you in the beginning of it, a finished assignment. See, the assignment is finished. He just placed you in the beginning to see you through it. But when he's seeing you through it, you have in the peripheral all the hindrances of the externals and the realms of the spirit and those who are in the world who don't want to support because, you know, it's that God thing you're doing, right? Now, I'm talking about the God thing. But what I'm wanting you to know is when you're in the pathway in this project that you're doing in your destination, and when it becomes to the point where you're like questioning, do I give up? That's the pit stop. That's where you place it in your hands and you say, look, God, this is what you've given me, and I need your help. I need your guidance. I need your direction because I can't do this in my own strength. And there's nothing that I can do, no matter how many sleepless nights and sweat and blood and tears that I put into this, but with your help, I'm going to get it done. And then you can step into the pathway and continue living and continue putting yourself to the task of whatever project God has given you to do. And so I'm here to tell you, step to the task. And when you're overwhelmed, take a time out. I mean, that's what the secret place is about. And even when we're not here live with you, that's what the secret place is about, where you can get a time out and you can get restored in thinking and restored in the mind. And this is a Monday night renewal. And spend all your week, this week with us here on Side Night Moods, to get your renewal. Tuesday night will be another Tuesday night renewal. And if you have a big project, send us an email, nightmoodshdq@gmail.com, and we'll be in agreement with your divine project to see you through it. And this is why I ask for the support, because we're supporting each other, right? Yeah, there's competition, and the competition is purpose to make you better with your execution of the project, to make you better as a person of excellence, to make you better in morals, integrity, and character, and purpose. Monday night renewal will turn into Tuesday night renewal. I'll be here in the lab with you again, and we will fight through the hindrances and do whatever he wants to throw at us, because we're still here doing it. That's my witness tonight. I'll be here, right here, and you'll hear my Night Moods HQ. The lab will be open at 10 o'clock. Another night to get it together with the Lord. Another night for relaxation, inspiration, and empowerment. More news to come regarding the radio station, more music, and more opportunity to grow with the ministry. 126 of Genesis. I'm my opening offer tonight. Be in the chair tomorrow night. Night Moods on Block Talk Radio.